Welcome to Mad Tech Daily, your essential briefing on media, advertising, and technology news. I'm Dot, and today we're looking at developments across streaming, online safety, and AI. Netflix is making moves to streamline its advertising operations with the rollout of their in-house ad tech stack in the United States this April. The launch was announced last week by Damien Bernay, Netflix's VP for EMEA. This follows their successful launch in Canada back in November. Advertisers will be able to buy ad placements directly through Netflix's platform, cutting out the middleman. In the UK, we're seeing some significant updates in online safety regulations for tech companies. Ofcom, the media watchdog, has just released its first edition codes of practice and guidance for tackling illegal harms. Social media companies, search engines, messaging and dating apps, among others, will need to assess how illegal content might affect their users, both adults and children. The new rules outlined will be introduced on 17th of March 2025. The stakes are high. Companies found breaking these rules once they have been fully implemented could face fines of up to 18 million or 10% of their global revenue, whichever hits harder. In extreme cases, they might even see their apps blocked in the UK altogether. Also making waves in the UK is a push from creative professionals for better copyright protections in the AI era. A new group called the Creative Rights in AI Coalition, which includes heavy hitters like the Financial Times and Pan Macmillan, is calling for a proper licensing market for creative content used in AI training. They're saying creators should have a say in how their work is used in AI development, and they want the tools to keep track of it. As always, thanks for tuning in to Mad Tech Daily. Check out ExchangeWire for the latest on why ATS London will be joining forces with Mad Tech Money. I'm Dot, and I'll catch you tomorrow with more industry news.